This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, it's a holiday weekend, and it is not Wayne Allyn. Again, Lee Elsie, and honored to sit in the big chair for the great Wayne Allyn Root, who is, in my book, a rock star. And I'll tell you why in just a second. But you're listening to War Now, USA Radio. And again, if you want to call in, it is the, well, it's the number one caller-friendly show in America, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK, and love to hear from you. It'll be me and you until... Well, until 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock on the West Coast. But I got to start out by telling you a little story. I talked to you guys on Monday, along with Wayne Allyn Root. We talked about him visiting Connecticut, where my home radio station is. And he was part of a celebration, a birthday party for our radio station. We turned 6 years old. But I'll tell you, man, it was really incredible to see the people react to Wayne Allyn Root. I mean, you guys get a chance every single day to listen to a radio rock star, man. He was just, he was holding court. He came out, well, first of all, he was supposed to talk for about a half hour. He came out and he just started throwing haymakers and hitting home run after home run. And this crowd of about 600 people were just loving every single second of it. So he just kept going and going and going, and they were going crazy. So I just wanted to take the opening of the show to thank Wayne Allyn Root for coming all the way here to Connecticut to be part of a birthday party and a celebration. And, again, get a chance to meet the fans out here on the East Coast, in particular a lot of the folks from Connecticut and Long Island, which was kind of neat. It's funny because he hung around for a day. And I asked him, I said, do you want to go do something? Do you want to go to this place or that place? And I'm like, he's like, I'm from Vegas, man. You can't possibly bring me someplace that's more fun than I'm used to. So anyway, I think he just slept in, which was good. But I want to, again, thank all the folks from USA Radio Network and, of course, the show War Now and Wayne Allyn Root for having him come out and be a part of our great birthday celebration. It was really a lot of fun. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and I would love to talk to you. I know that's a holiday weekend. I'll tell you, out here in Connecticut, 95, again, the main artery between Boston and New York, it's jam-packed all day long. Where are you guys going? I know it's the last weekend of summer, but everybody, I guess, got out early today to enjoy, I guess, the last hurrah before fall embarks on or encroaches on us, and then next thing you know, it'll be winter here on the East Coast. You guys don't get that out in the West Coast and Vegas, but we get it here. So this is sort of the last celebration as far as summer goes on the East Coast. But if you're calling from Vegas or Minneapolis, Dallas, Reno, New York, anywhere in between, love to hear from you tonight as we roll through a big Friday afternoon / Friday night with a lot to talk about. I have a couple of guests coming up today. Dr. Anthony Alessi, who has been a longtime friend of mine. He works for the New York Yankees. He actually works with UConn. He's a neurologist and just a fantastic guy. He's got his own national broadcast radio broadcast as well. And Tommy Binion, who works for the Heritage Foundation, will join us in the second hour of the program as well. So we've got a lot to get to. And I wanted to start out with something, and we can take this as far as it goes this evening, because it's something that's really bothering me. It's been bothering me here for the last 48 hours. The more I dig, the more it really irks me, and I'd like to get your opinion on as we move throughout the show today, because, you know, you look at things that are happening in this country, the perfect storm, so to speak, that's actually happening in this country. There have been constant serious threats to our country since the founding in 1776. The British again, first and foremost. Then, of course, the Nazis and Japan and the nuclear arms race with the Soviets. There were all kinds of external threats throughout the history of this country. Of course, there were internal threats as well. But right now, it's never been as bad. There's never been a more serious threat to the United States of America than what comes from within. I mean, think about Abe Lincoln's great quote, which is, you know, and I'll paraphrase, the only way a great country like this is going to be taken down is from within, and you're seeing that happen right now. I mean, every time I turn around, I see another negative shot aimed at either something that is representing the country or the country itself. I mean, you can't spin around now and see somebody not taking a shot in one way, shape, or another at the American flag. And I'll get into that a little bit later on in more detail, because that really is bothering me. Somehow it's become this, the flag has become this negative entity by a huge, huge chunk of people in this country, and I don't know why that's happening. All of a sudden, this wonderful symbol of freedom and what makes America great now is in the crosshairs of the left. And there are so many different entities that are taking shots at it. I can't take it anymore. But things that are breaking us down from within, you think about things like radical Islam. We've got, of course, the Twin Towers being taken down, but there is still this simmering underneath the surface here in this country, having to do with Sharia law and how it's not compatible with our Constitution. It simply is not. But the Democrats find themselves increasingly aligned with that devout, radical faith. They always side with them. Think about, let's say, greedy politicians and questionable loyalties. That is all around. Cuomo, right? America's never been great. I mean, listen, we saved the world, we saved Europe, we saved Asia from fascist tyranny a number of times, two biggies, but a number of times in the history of this world. Without us, we would be nothing. Yet, from within, they're continuing to try to brick by brick break us down. Diversity, identity politics. Universities now have indoctrinated their kids with this crazy diversity where, I don't know how this happened, but white males are now completely nonstop under this horrendous scrutiny. No matter what happens or what they do, it's wrong. And anyone of color, anyone of a, let's say, a not 100% straight line identity, whether it's male, female, whatever, is all of a sudden now as a champion and a hero. Right? So you've got that going on all the time. Fake news tearing us down brick by brick. I mean, folks, guys, it's very, very real. CNN's, the MSNBC's, actually all of the networks have their slight spin in fake news. But CNN, to me, has always been the worst. The assaults on the Second Amendment are tearing us down. The right to bear arms, fundamental, chip by chip. Again, brick by brick or bullet by bullet. They're trying to take that right away from you. Think about the drug crisis that's going on right now. The dumbing down of the kids, right? The education system is broken down. How about the military? Right now, the military, they cannot get enough people to fill recruiting quotas. Disturbing problem that has crept up on society now because people, young people, don't look at this country the same way. And this is not a Trump phenomenon. This has been happening before that. This has been going on for quite a while. You know, you stack that together with illegals and homeless and violence in our cities. Go walk down some certain streets in Chicago and try to do it without wearing a Kevlar vest. You won't make it. It's that way now. Or try and go to a city like San Francisco and not find somebody urinating next to you or sleeping on the street or just throwing garbage all over the place or actually heckling you and bothering you and even assaulting you in some cases. I talked about the education disaster. Your kids are growing up in an environment that, to me, in many cases, is hostile. I saw something today. I know this is a couple years old, but I saw something today, and we talked about it a lot today on my show, which is, there are schools in Florida where you have your right to sign this. They sent a form home to you, a permission slip, where, you know what, if your kid doesn't want to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance or recite it, they don't have to. You sign off and you sign away. Now, there are some religious reasons why that can be legitimate. Right? A Jehovah's Witnesses, I guess, don't stand or don't do that for the flag or any symbol. There are other, I'm sure, religions that you can lump under, but it's not a lot of people. And what you get now is you get this, it's almost like a breakdown of societal norms the way it used to be to now, where it's looked on as almost like a shame. You want to stand for the flag and there's a bunch of people out there who are like, shame on you. How dare you shame on me? Again, I'll go back to all of the military folks who fought and died. Now, listen, most of those military guys, or a lot of them, will say, you know what, I fought for the ability for those folks to basically turn their back on their flags. And that's what makes the military guys great Americans. And to me, there still has to be some kind of responsibility, patriotism, that is in each and every one of us. It is so very important, and it is a part of why we are actually breaking apart at the seams, as far at a local level. You see it all the time. How is it possible that you can actually send a permission slip home and tell the teacher that you don't want your kid to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and it's not religious, it's just because you don't like what it stands for? What the heck is wrong with this? What has gone wrong here? Why and how have we gotten to this point? Like I said, I'd like to hear from you on this. 1-833-WAR-TALK. That's 1-833-927-8255. By the way, my email address, leelcradio@gmail.com. That's LEELCI radio, one word, @gmail.com. We'll be back in just a few. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root on War Now.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000, that's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the very first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, and can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, and if you qualify, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462. Do it today. Call 800-235-1462.
We work hard at being healthier.
One, two, three.
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
War now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Swiss Wave is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, or perhaps want to be for the first time in your life, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners. So if you don't understand that, some people get confused by that. They're just looking for business people. They don't care if you're a doctor, even though it's basically a clinic, a medical clinic. They just want you to be a business person. So anybody could operate these clinics. Don't have to be a doctor. And they're looking for these non-doctor partners, business people, to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. There's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Could be up and running in 30 days. Remarkable. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You will have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out what's needed, how you qualify, to see if your area is available, and if you qualify, call 800-235-1462, 800-235-1462. Do it today. Write this down. Go to medicalpartnership.info. I repeat, there's no needles, no medication, no surgery. Clinics are run by non-doctor partners, meaning it could be you. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, up and running in 30 days. 800-235-1462. 30 days from now, you could be making money, baby. Hey, everyone. Wayne Allen Root. I am off today celebrating a quick four-day holiday, Labor Day, and having a great time. So all of you have a great time, too. Lee Elsie filling in for me today. I'll be back on Tuesday. Happy Labor Day for all the people still working in America. They're called Republicans.
All right, thank you, Wayne. It is Lee Elsie. It's 25 after the hour. I'm sure you're embarking on your, some of you are embarking on your long Labor Day weekend, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you stay with us until the end of the show. I got a lot to get to today, and I'll tell you, I won't spend a lot of time if you don't want to continue to go down this road, but, you know, this whole flag thing is bothering me, and there's a story now out, and I'll take this to the bottom of the hour, but there's a story now out. You know about this new movie coming out, that basically it's a movie, Neil Armstrong, and it's called First Man, okay? And now the reports are coming out. Now, again, there are three different outlets that are reporting this. I haven't seen the movie, so I can't be 100% sure how accurate. But the new movie, again, about Neil Armstrong and the historic steps on the moon, is getting hammered now. Good, and rightfully so, because they don't put the American flag in the movie. The movie fails to include the flag. And one of the most iconic pictures, obviously, is the fact these astronauts, these incredibly brave men, put the flag in the moon's surface and stand up next to it. But they don't want to, apparently, according to Ryan Gosling, who stars as Neil Armstrong, they don't want to insult other countries. I mean, did other countries go to the moon? Did other countries fly to the moon and land and then take off from the moon? They don't want to insult folks. He goes on to say, I think this was widely regarded at the end. It's a human achievement, let's say. Let's put it that way. That's what he says. It's a human achievement. It's not a country achievement. No, it's a country's achievement. Our president at the time, JFK, said, we're going to beat everyone, and we did. We should be proud of that, not hide it. And in a movie that comes out in this day and age, they're going to sort of edit that out, put that on the cutting room floor. I'm sorry. Is it just me? Am I the only one that thinks this is a big deal that you're going to cut the American flag, one of the most iconic pictures in the history of this country, where Neil Armstrong is standing on the moon next to the flag? You going to cut that out? Because you feel that's going to offend folks? The patriotism of this country is going to offend folks? We've got kids now who can't, you know, wear a picture of a flag to school because the administrations and the principals and the board of eds no longer want to upset the folks who may not be from this country who are going to that school. I'm being serious about that. There are schools in this country you can't wear a hat with a flag on it. Because it offends the folks from Ecuador, or Mexico, or from Russia, or from wherever. You can no longer be patriotic without offending somebody. I mean, how far is it going to go? How far are you going to take this, everybody? And let me ask this, those of you out there who are ticked off as I am, how far are you going to let this go before you stand up and start making a lot of noise? Because to me, this is a sickening side of this country that I don't want to see. All right, our number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Once again, you can reach me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. I'm Lee Elsie for Wayne Allen Root.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War now!
You USA Radio News.
A celebration of life is going on at the Greater Grace Temple for Aretha Franklin in Detroit, Michigan. One of Franklin's grandchildren spoke at the funeral.
As a kid, I couldn't understand what it was like to be Aretha Franklin's granddaughter. I didn't know what that meant, but now I know what it feels like. It feels amazing to see a woman so fierce, so courageous, gifted, so respected, and to be able to call that my grandmother, to know that I have that running through my blood.
The late Senator John McCain is lying in state today, and the public has their final opportunity to pay their respects to Senator McCain. Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge.
It's R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Aretha sings it, John lived it, and the Lions put an exclamation point on it. It's about respect and civility. That's why they're there.
Ridge is also a pallbearer at the memorial service tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife. So I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Yeah.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Tangible Investments is the Maytel sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Something bad happens. In other words, you've got to have an insurance policy. You've got to own some gold and silver. Because when the world's going to hell, gold and silver go up. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. Everybody gets a 1 ounce Silver Eagle, great gift for your kids, for your grandkids, for your nieces, nephews. You just have to be the first 100. Twice a show, first hour, second hour. So they're giving away 200 a day. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated. TII1.com. Hey everyone, Wayne Allen Root. I am off today celebrating a quick 4-day holiday, Labor Day, and having a great time. So all of you have a great time too. Lee Elsie filling in for me today. I'll be back on Tuesday. Happy Labor Day for all the people still working in America. They're called Republicans.
All right, thank you, Wayne. It is Lee Elsie. It's 36 after the hour, and again, our number is 833-927-8255, the most caller friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK. You can reach out to me as well on email, leelcradio@gmail.com, or you can like my Facebook page, and we can talk back and forth that way. A lot of folks end up doing that, going back and forth. So we've been talking for pretty much the first half hour or so about the flag and patriotism and what it means and why it's slipping, and or at least why it's begun to slip. I can't get inside a liberal's head. I don't know what makes them hate the flag so much, or at least many of them hate the flag so much. We talked a little bit about this movie, this new biopic titled First Man with Ryan Gosling about Neil Armstrong, where the flag doesn't even appear in the movie, which is incredible to me. By the way, First Man, those of you out there who are very sensitive to gender identity, shouldn't they have called that first person? Would have that have been more accurate? All right, let's grab a call. Let's go out to Long Island where Chet is waiting. Chet, good evening. How are you?
You stole my thunder.
Oh, no, did I?
That's the title of that movie. I was going to say, isn't that going to offend the LGBTQ elemental P community out there? This is, you know, Lee, this is Neil Armstrong, dude. This is an American icon. You know, why bother even making the movie if you can't put the flag in the thing? I don't understand this. And then you were talking about Gosling. He also said that it's the moon landing transcended countries and borders.
Right.
So what is this, a globalist movie? Are they going to put, instead of the American flag, a UN flag up there? It was America that landed on the moon. It was Neil Armstrong. You know what offends me? What offends me is when I see outsiders coming into our country and flying their flag. But we can't say a damn thing about it, because if we do, you'll get called up by the ACLU. Where's our organization that defends our freedoms as Americans? It's called the American Civil Liberties Union. But they don't behave like they're representing America. And it's movies like this and Hollywood and the liberal elitists. You know what the truth of it, the real matter of it is, Lee? They just don't like America. That's what it is. We try to find reasons. We try to get inside their heads.
Yeah.
We try to compromise with them. We try to sit down and talk to them in a mannerly fashion and try to get some kind of discussion going, but it always turns into the fact that liberals want to go with the outsiders, and they really don't care for the country much at all, and they want open borders. They do hate that flag. That's how I feel.
I think you're onto something. I think there's this globalist mentality that has swept the left. They love it. They want there to be no They only want there to be a world government. They don't want there to be a U.S. government. They hate that idea. They would love it if Barack Obama were the president of the world. They would be so on board with that, Chet. I really think you're probably onto something. I think that's where they want to be. They're ashamed of America. I mean, how about why don't we put a rainbow flag up there? Would that work better? Maybe if Neil Armstrong was standing next to a rainbow flag, everybody would be happy and singing Kumbaya. You know, I don't like the peacock. You know what peacocking is, right? So I'm not somebody who pounds the chest all the time. When a guy scores a touchdown, I used to like Barry Sanders flipping the ball to the referee because I'm going to do it again next play instead of spiking it or dancing. But you know what? When you put a flag and you're the first human being on the moon and you stick a flag into the moon's surface and that flag happens to be an American flag and we did it without any help from anybody else, you got every right to peacock at that point in time.
We never peacocked. We were the Barry Sanders.
That's right.
We did things with grace and dignity. It's those, you know what peacocking is? Coming into someone else's country and flying your flag.
Exactly.
To me, that's peacocking.
Exactly.
That's your total disregard. You know, I see these Democrats running for office now, and there's so many dangerous ones. There's Cortez, there's the guy that's funded by George Soros in Florida right now, that are saying, let's abolish borders and let's get rid of ICE. How crazy. Lee, are these people smoking dope behind our backs? I mean, I know they want to legalize marijuana, but what are these people on? And why do they hate this country so much? It's got to be something in the education that they receive.
Well, listen, Chet, great call. I appreciate it as always. And, again, stay safe out there in Long Island. Our friends out there in Long Island, we're glad you guys are out there. We love having you as part of the show and love you to keep calling. You know, about ICE, you know, you mentioned ICE. The thought that, and there are leaders now who want us, there's people who want to say that as soon as they be, you know, if they get into office, they're going to actually go out and try to criminally prosecute ICE for different things. Can you imagine that the police officers who patrol your neighborhoods because of a change in, like, a government policy, they get arrested? Can you actually wrap your mind around that and think about what that means for a second? These guys that are part of ICE, I think one night I actually read you what it is that they are supposed to do on a regular basis, right? I think I had that in front. I don't have it in front of me right now. But basically what they do is they are in charge of making sure that people who are not supposed to be here do not stay here. And we're talking about everybody who's here illegally. They are supposed to try to ferret those out. But their number one job is to get people, bad people, off of the streets. Why in the world would you want to make the streets of any neighborhood less safe? What is the advantage of that? Where are we as citizens of this country? Where is that a plus for me and you that every time you walk out of your front door, you're less safe because people who have been given the charge of protecting us are now having to backpedal? Because very left-leaning politicians have this thought in their very thick skull that somehow, some way, going out and rounding up folks who are here illegally, who have broken the law and come into this country, somehow rounding those folks up and sending them back, in particular the folks who have committed crimes, in particular the folks who have committed violent crimes, somehow, some way, that is not the society that they want to live in. They would like it if folks out there just came and went as they pleased. We have no idea who's coming and no idea who's going. We don't know who's dangerous. We don't know who's not dangerous. We don't know who's a drug addict. We don't know who's a drunk half the time. We don't know if somebody's coming across the border who happens to have a tie to terrorism. Nobody on the left seems to care about any of that. They want to fundamentally break us down from a safety perspective. So listen, guys, I mean, the idea that ICE is under attack, we need to rally around those folks. We need to stand with the law enforcement because the left, again, is trying to break them down. It is completely unconscionable what they do day in and day out. You know, they always come on after things like this, and or they'll start by saying, no, I totally support the police officers and the firefighters, etc. But, you know, ICE is doing this, that, and the other, and we should disband them or set them up with some or put in something different. No, garbage. That's garbage. Listen, those guys are given the power to protect us. They do a great job. In fact, they do such a good job that these cities across the country, these sanctuary cities, are doing the best that they can to prevent ICE from doing their job. And as a result of that, you've seen it time and time again, United States citizens are dying. Okay? We see it over and over and over again. Listen, there's a story that just broke that I just want to tell you about real quick before we get to a break. You guys remember the extremist Muslim New Mexico compound folks that were released from custody just the other day? Well, apparently, the FBI announced today that it has arrested all five extremist Muslims, the New Mexico compound suspects, just days, that's today, after the multiple charges were dropped against those involved. The suspects were charged with violating federal firearms and conspiracy laws. So we were going crazy, I think, and rightfully so, that these folks were released. If you remember, the judge said, well, you had to let them go because 10 days had passed and we had broken some kind of rule, and legal rule, and now you had to let them go, and they were back out there. They were free. Well, guess what? Good job with the FBI going out and rounding these guys up again. These are not good folks. These are terrorists. These are bad people. These are the people that were teaching their kids how to fire all kinds of different weapons and teaching them how to go into schools, allegedly, and do just incredible damage within the schools in that area. So bravo to the FBI on this one for going out and rounding those guys up again. Anyway, I'm Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to USA Radio. Again, this is War Now. We'd love to hear from you. 833-927-8255 or 833-WAR-TALK. A lot coming up. Dr. Anthony Alessi will join me at 7:05. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation at 7:35. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Stick around. It's War Now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
War now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. I gotta tell you, I get so amped up in the afternoons. I don't know what it is. Well, afternoons for me, sort of early afternoons out in the left coast. Those of you listening in Vegas and in California, Minneapolis, Dallas, Reno, anywhere in New York, of course, San Antonio, everywhere in between. We'd love to hear from you once again, 833-927-8255. I get fired up about patriotism, man. It's one of those subjects that it's a common sense, bang your head against the wall subject. I don't understand why everybody isn't on the same page. This is the greatest country in the world. It's the greatest country in the world, built by a group of men who had a vision and a dream and an idea. And here we are, 240-something years later, still the greatest country in the world, but again, we're basically facing enemies from within to try to tear us apart and, again, bring us down, which is, you know, incredibly sad. You know, I'll spend the last couple minutes to talking about this a little bit more, and then maybe we can pick it up again in the third hour of the program. But can you imagine? I mean, think about your parents. Somebody, I was talking about the flag today, and you know, I didn't come from a military family, right? My parents were very, you know, they were just like everybody else on the block, but they weren't. My father didn't go to the military. My mother wasn't like a military brat, what have you. But they were very patriotic, and you know, flag flown outside the front of the house on the big holidays, and certainly on some of the Sundays, etc. And blah blah blah. But I actually read a story today about a man whose dad actually had this one specific flag, and he brought it out all the time, and then the father had passed away, and the son had found the flag in the attic, and he took it to his home, and he flew it out in front of his house for a couple of decades, and then it kind of wore out, and he had to retire it, and it was sort of like the last thing, the last connection between him and his father. And it's That is, to me, those kinds of stories, that defines us. That's America. That's those normal Norman Rockwell paintings that you see. That's what we are all about. That's what makes us great. That's what other countries don't have, that connection. That connection to patriotism. I mean, obviously, some countries have a certain amount of patriotism for them. But, I mean, this country has always been, when it comes to those kinds of amazing deeds, doing great things, saving the world, being this beacon of light on the hill, that's us. That's us. And having stronger borders or having stricter rules as far as all that goes, that doesn't tarnish or diminish that light on the hill. It doesn't. We just have gotten to a point in this world where we need to be safer. We need to have a head on the swivel all the time. We have to watch out for the folks who are already here. You can't look at United States citizens as second-class folks. You know, because they were born here, that doesn't mean that they're evil or bad, and that's a lot of time what the left wants you to take away from a lot of these conversations. I mean, how is it possible that in these situations where Americans are actually dying as a result of illegal immigration, where either they're getting killed by drunk drivers or shot and killed or murdered, you've read the stories, we've seen it on the news, it's time and time again, it's over and over, and yet, you know, places across this country, these sanctuary cities, continue to side with folks who are here illegally. It is mind-blowing to me. And the fact that we continue to sit back on our hands and watch players take a knee during the national anthem. I am not against the players protesting what they think is wrong. I don't happen to agree with what they think is wrong. I can't walk in the shoes of a black person, so I cannot get that same idea from that perspective. But I just look at the numbers, the pure numbers. And if you just look at those, you know, more whites are killed by cops than blacks. I mean, I don't want to go through, we don't have time to go through all those numbers, but I'm not against NFL players protesting something that they think is wrong. But you don't protest during a time when, you know, we're trying to bring unity to a nation, right? That, to me, is so divisive, and it's so counterproductive to the folks who are playing in the NFL or wherever else these things may pop up. You see it now in high school. You see it every once in a while in college. Kids are taking a knee. Their parents are telling them to take a knee. Some coaches are against it. Some players are getting kicked off. I mean, it's just chaos. It's chaos. And the message is being lost, I think. That's something that is really not really being talked about a lot, is that the message from the players is being lost. If you really think you're being wrong, if you really think that police officers are targeting you at an inappropriate number or level, well, you know what? Maybe buy some advertising time. You're all multimillionaires. Buy some advertising time and play a couple of commercials during the game. But by taking me during the national anthem or other times, like in other words, not doing the pledge and not putting your hand over your heart and not respecting the flag, that takes away from the message, whatever that message is, because that message has been confused from the beginning from the NFL players. But if you had a concise message, I'd be happy to listen to it, but not at the expense of the patriotism and at the expense of the flag, because too many veterans fought and died for that flag. All right, listen, we're going to talk to my good friend, Dr. Anthony Alessi. Neurology is his expertise, and I tell you, he's also going to talk. We're going to talk a little bit about Medicare and Medicaid. He's super at that. He's a UConn neurologist. He works for the New York Yankees. We'll do all that after the top. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all locals.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Ooh.